This day the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad in it. He is with us every step of the way. If we are worried, we need not be. His Spirit holds us up and guides us along the journey ahead. Thank you, Lord. From his book, Hope for Each Day, Billy Graham gives us this writing entitled, Relinquish Control, citing Psalm 48, verse 14. This is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. And Billy Graham writes, this story is told of a little girl whose father was an airline pilot. As they crossed the Atlantic, a storm came up. The flight attendant awakened the little girl and told her to fasten her seatbelt because they were in some turbulent weather. The little girl opened her eyes, saw the lightning flashing around the plane, and asked, "Is Daddy at the controls?" The flight attendant replied, "Yes, your father is in the cockpit." Well, the little girl smiled, closed her eyes, and went back to sleep. God is at the controls of our lives, or rather, he wants to be at the controls. But he gives us the freedom to pilot ourselves as we wish. The problem is that we often crack up, much as we could expect to do if we took the controls of an airplane we had not been taught to fly. God knows us. He knows our strengths and weaknesses, and he knows what is best for us. If we will only relinquish the control of our lives to him, he will see us safely home. Thank you. Psalms now by Leslie Brandt. Psalm 49. How foolish are the creatures of God! They accumulate wealth and imagine themselves secure in possessions and property. Or they use some inborn gift and bask in the plaudits of their peers. They live for themselves alone and give no thought to eternity. They claim that God is simply not necessary to their existence. He is just a big thumb in the sky, designed to pacify the weak and the childish. They claim that they must be sufficient unto themselves. They don't need the extra baggage of faith and religion. But when riches melt away, health fails, talents wear thin, and remaining years become few, when no one honors them or expresses concern, then the foolish creatures stand naked and exposed in empty despair. Their fortress is breached. They are flattened and defeated. Life, what little of it there is left, no longer has meaning for them. Then they may look desperately for the God they discarded in their youth. Let us consider carefully the security of a loving relationship with God. Let us mouth his praises and demonstrate in our lives the eternal joy of knowing him and living as his children. We need not depend on the world's wealth nor the accolades of human beings. We need not fear the end of our days upon this earth. God is forever, and also the souls of those who are committed to him. Clap your hands, shout for joy. God is real, and he is here. from the book Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Sarah gives us these words from the Holy Spirit. The world is too much with you, my child. Your mind leaps from problem to problem to problem, tangling your thoughts in anxious knots. When you think like that, you leave me out of your worldview, and your mind becomes darkened. Though I yearn to help, I will not violate your freedom. I stand silently in the background of your mind, waiting for you to remember that I am with you. When you turn from your problems to my presence, your load is immediately lighter. Circumstances may not have changed, but we carry your burdens together. Your compulsion to fix everything gives way to deep, satisfying connection with me. Together we can handle whatever this day brings. Citing Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And Psalm 34, verse 19. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
Thank you.
Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. Eternal God, you have been the hope and joy of many generations, and in all ages you have given women and men the power to seek you, and in seeking you, find you. Grant me, I pray, a clear vision of your truth, a greater faith in your power, and a more confident assurance of your love. When the way seems dark before me, give me grace to walk trustingly. When so much is obscure to me, may I be all the more faithful to the little I can clearly see. When the distant scene is clouded, may I rejoice that at least I can see the next step. When what you are is hidden from my eyes, let me hold fast to what you command. When I do not understand, may I remain obedient. What I lack in faith, may I make up for in love. O infinite God, the brightness of your face is often covered from my human gaze. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to be a light in a dark world. O Christ, you are the light of light. Thank you that in your most holy light you pierced the eternal mystery as with a great beam of heavenly light, so that in seeing you we see the one whom no human being has ever seen. And if I still cannot find you, O God, then let me search my heart and know whether it is I who am blind, rather than you who are hidden, whether it is I who am running away from you, rather than you from me. Help me to confess my sins before you and seek your forgiveness in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.